So CoughWatch SA is a pioneering survey aimed at monitoring and addressing respiratory illnesses. Joining us on the line now, we have Imvoyo Makasi, study lead at CoughWatch SA. And we're going to find out more about how this works. Imvoyo, very good morning to you and welcome.
Good morning, Solomon, and to your listeners.
Many of our listeners would be hearing about CoughWatch SA for the first time. They've heard about Crime Watch and Corruption Watch. Tell us more about CoughWatch SA.
Yes. So CoughWatch SA is what we call a participatory surveillance program for influenza-like illness or flu-like illness, as the public would know, that allows members in the population to report on a weekly basis if they have had respiratory symptoms or not. And the reason why we do this is to support and address some of the limitations with our current facility-based surveillance. So how we do surveillance for influenza-like illness currently is we have sentinel sites across various public clinics and hospitals. And when patients present with respiratory illnesses, we screen for these symptoms, and then we collect specimens that we test for influenza, SARS-CoV-2, a virus that causes COVID-19, and another virus called RSV. Then we use this data to firstly determine the onset of the influenza season, the start and the end, and when we should communicate alerts for vaccinations, for example. And we use some of the strains that are confirmed from our laboratory to contribute to the influenza vaccine composition for each year. However, this is limited in that not everyone goes to a clinic or a private medical doctor to seek medical care for respiratory symptoms. We have from our data a lot of people that use other means such as pharmacies, home remedies, or other forms of care. So we are potentially underestimating the community burden of respiratory symptoms or illnesses. So CoughWatch SA expands now the data collection to include members in the population who may or not seek medical care, but we ask them to report on a weekly basis if they have had any of these symptoms. So this then allows us to have a complementary data set that may address some of the gaps that we are missing from our sentinel surveillance.
So how does the survey work?
Absolutely. So as a participant, you access the web application that is called www.coughwatchsa.org.za. And once you access that link, you will have the opportunity to create an account. So you will go through the informed consent process, the privacy policy, and then indicate your consent to participate. Once you're on the platform, there are two main questionnaires. The first is an intake questionnaire that gathers data about the participants, such as the gender, any underlying medical conditions they might have, and whether or not they've had a seasonal influenza or COVID-19 vaccine. Then on a weekly basis, the participants will receive a weekly symptoms questionnaire where we ask the very first question is, have you had a respiratory symptoms in the current week? If the answer is no, that counts as a successful submission. However, if you have experienced symptoms, we then ask you to list the specific symptoms from our list that you have experienced and any other that you might have had. And then there's a series of follow-up questions such as when the symptoms began, what kind of treatment have you sought, and then if there's any impact on your work or school in terms of taking time off. So this data allows us then to quantify the number of suspected cases and also look at health-seeking patterns that we can then compare over time.
Now, we understand that during COVID, right, the common flu or influenza, whatever you want to call it, became somewhat subdued because of the increased number of cases of COVID. Now that COVID is pretty much settled, are we likely to see similar levels of flu going into flu season, cold and flu, as we saw prior to COVID?
Yes. So in the past 2 years, we have seen that the trends of the influenza-like influenza cases that have been reported has returned to what we expect for a typical influenza season, which normally spans over the winter season. And in our surveillance program, we are already starting to see influenza-like cases. It's not clear in terms of how that pattern might look like over the course of the year, but we suspect that the activity might resume to what we've typically seen in the previous year. Yeah.
All right, then. Thank you so much for your time and for explaining that to us this morning. We really appreciate it.
Sure, no, thank you.
Salam. Have a great day. Go on.
Thanks. Bye.
Mvuyo Makasi from CoughWatch SA telling us that you can be part of the survey. You go to the website and register, give them the data so that they can track the kind of flus and viruses that will affect us during the flu season, and you know, track what's happening so that they are better prepared, better informed.